Introduction to Relationship Rebuilding. Divorce, or the ending of a long-term committed relationship, is almost like a form of surgery and affects all areas of life. For many people, before they can go forward to the next stages of their life, they need to pick up the pieces. They need to develop a whole new orientation to the life that will come and work through the normal feelings of despair, disappointment, revenge, retaliation, and hopelessness. Many approaches only talk about the problems, whereas my approach is to provide a practical framework to look at the all-important rebuilding stages, where you learn from the past and develop new aspects of self which were previously unknown or hidden. Some of the emotional needs you need to walk through during and following the ending of an important relationship parallel the stages I've worked with people on when they're recovering from the death of someone they love. At first, there is denial of the events that have taken place and a subsequent feeling of wanting to isolate yourself from the situation. Then, anger, with feelings of blame as well as bargaining, by creating a ledger to see that things are equal. This is so common over the custody of children and also property settlements. Then comes a period of intense sadness, which is where a lot of self-hatred, self-blame, and feelings of failure are present. Finally, you come to the acceptance of the situation and an acceptance of self. The rebuilding process we work through makes it possible to work through this at various levels, stage by stage. It's important to give the rebuilding period the time it needs to awaken parts of the self that have been paralysed, repressed, or unknown. Here, you, the divorced or separated person, come into the next part of life with hope, rather than failure. Ending a relationship creates pain, which is a natural, expected, and healthy reaction, given pain is nature's way of telling us that something in us needs to be healed. Research has shown how, on average, it takes about a year to progress through the recovery process, and the remaining stages another year or so. And finishing the process brings incredible freedom to make balanced and clear decisions about your future life. We are all unique individuals. However, there are shared patterns which everyone goes through when they come to the end of an important relationship. And as I work with people, then they make notes and keep progress of each of those stages. The stages show the specific feelings and attitudes which normal people need to progress through. It's difficult sometimes to know how to progress with what feels at times an overwhelming situation. People often clearly report the problem areas based on their personality and previous experience of life, or for some, highlight those areas which they were unable to identify as a problem or block, because they've effectively buried their feelings and attitude about it. A client suddenly recognised, in one of our sessions, how she'd been stuck on the rejection rebuilding element without realising it. The following session, she reported considerable progress thanks to us identifying the problem. Nowadays, many people are reading self-help books. They're learning the vocabulary and gaining intellectual awareness, but many are not learning emotionally from the experience. Emotional learning includes those experiences which register in your feelings, and what you learn emotionally affects your behaviour a great deal. And much of the learning that we have to do in adjusting to a crisis is actually emotional relearning. Essentially, the things that you've believed all your life may not be true, and so you have to relearn. This is where working with me to mirror such elements is important, along with exercises, email contact, to complete before our next session in Working Together. The online resources, our sessions and email contact help identify blocks and progress and keeps that all-important motivation going, even when emotionally it feels tough to continue. The first stage, denial. Until you can accept the ending, you will have difficulty adjusting and then rebuilding. Some people react with denial or disbelief, and there are no simple answers. So at this stage, we need to make a sustained effort to move forwards. There is a strong feeling of loneliness, and after a period of time, you accept seclusion and withdrawal and take stock of your life through introspection, reflection, and developing a connection with your inner self to embrace either feelings of guilt or rejection. Becoming aware of stages of grief can help you become more emotionally aware, so you can move forwards and let go of the relationship. And our working together means that this often difficult but important stage can begin. Feeling anger is a natural, healthy part of being human, so it is not healthy to keep your anger inside, but also it is not healthy to express it aggressively. So we explore ways of expressing both the anger at the end of the relationship as well as everyday anger constructively. There now comes a time where you need to stop investing emotionally in the former relationship, because failing to let go may really be a symptom that you've not been facing painful feelings within yourself. As you actually work on feelings and you successfully adjust to a crisis in your life, then your view of self, your self-concept, increases your future identity. So if you meet other people, then you are clear who you are in your life. The support of friends is very important and can shorten the rebuilding process in responding to a crisis in your life. And to be honest, friends are more valuable than a potential partner right now. It is important to look at earlier experiences and how they may have influenced your life to this point in time, and exploring your attitudes and feelings in relationships with parents, family, friends, and lovers are important at this stage, because some of the old attitudes and feelings are helpful in new relationships and others are not. Here is time to recognize the valuable leftovers, so you can keep hold and nourish them, and now work at changing those which get in the way. Many people need to relearn how to love in order to love more maturely. It may come as no surprise how our capacity to love others is closely related to our ability to love ourselves. But in Western society, this is often considered taboo as being selfish and conceited, where research has shown, time and time again, how this is one of the most mentally healthy things we can do, and how there are a number of specific steps we can take to increase our own self-love. Looking towards the future, then we now examine your feelings around trust, and this has to be built within yourself as a foundation for experiencing satisfying, emotionally close and thereby intimate relationships in the future. Again, looking towards the future, we explore the role of responsibility for yourself and extended towards others. And when balanced and equal, then relationships are more flexible and able to adjust to the natural stress which change creates as we progress through our life. Being single is an important time in your life, because you need to always invest in your own personal growth and build confidence again. This does not involve or mean becoming stuck in this stage and avoiding another relationship. No, it is an important personal stage in self-development. By our working through the all-important stages I've outlined in this introductory summary, you can build more meaningful relationships for the future, starting with your relationship with the real you. Then, You have the freedom to choose to be free and happy, either as a single person or in a future relationship, because freedom is being able to finally be yourself.